This is WLVR's Flight Club. I'm Christine Dempsey. It's time for another edition of Sip and Spin. That's where we spin selections from one album and sip one select beer. Today, I really lucked out. I got two artists on one great album. It's called The Swingin's Mutual with Nancy Wilson and George Shearing. I just want you to listen to this voice. It is velvety smooth.
When I look at you, a dream came true, and suddenly right then, moonbeams were shimmering so bright. You were holding me so tight. Won't you give again? Let's live again.
The velvety, smooth, and sultry voice of Nancy Wilson singing George Shearing's song, Let's Live Again, from 1961's The Swingin's Mutual. George Shearing was born blind, and he began to play the piano at 3 years old. He mixed swing and bebop and cool jazz styles all in one sound. He had lots of albums that came out on the Billboard charts in the 1950s and 60s. He kind of skipped over the 70s and went right to the 80s and the 90s. He composed over 300 songs, including The Lullaby of Birdland that we're listening to right now. The Swingin's Mutual, released in 1961 on Capitol Records, featuring the song stylings of Nancy Wilson along with British jazz pianist George Shearing and his quintet. The album cover features Nancy Wilson sitting in one chair holding a Shearing album and then a photo of Shearing holding one of Nancy Wilson's albums.
The boat rides we would take, the moonlight on the lake, the way we danced and hummed our favorite song, the things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The midway and the fun, the Cupid dolls we won, the bell you rang to prove that you were strong, the things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long.
Nancy Wilson's last live performance was in 2011. She also was the host of the NPR program Jazz Profiles. Nancy Wilson passed away in 2018. The Swingin's Mutual, released in 1961 on Capitol Records, featuring Nancy Wilson and George Shearing. A good jazz tune can be poetic when you're listening to it, so I thought we'd pair that with something called The Poet. It's an American oatmeal stout from New Holland Brewing. While I crack open this can, you enjoy Blue Lou. This American oatmeal stout comes to us from Holland. That's Holland, Michigan, from the New Holland Brewing Company. It is quite dark, but not as thick as you would expect a stout to be. A very nice, long-lasting tan head on this. And when you give it a sniff, you can smell some of that oatmeal, a little bit of like sweetness, maybe brown sugar, and of course, the cocoa smell. Let's give it a sip. There's plenty of carbonation in this drink. You're getting those chocolate notes up front and some of that malty sweetness as well. This is a pretty good standard American oatmeal stout that we get from the New Holland Brewing Company in Holland, Michigan, The Poet. It comes in at 5.8%. I hope you enjoyed hearing some music from Nancy Wilson and George Shearing on this Sip and Spin episode of WLVR's Flight Club. To listen to more episodes, visit our website at wlvr.org/flightclub.